I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A West Virginia woman is joining her grandson in jail. Oh, no. After she tried to smuggle drugs to him. The 64-year-old woman was busted after a guard heard her grandson tell her to go ahead.
Go ahead, Granny.
Get it, girl. When guards tried to search him, he ran and told his grandma, "Run, Granny! They caught me!"
Oh, my word.
Officers found not one, not two, but 22 sealed drinking straws that had several drugs inside, including heroin. The woman, a.k.a. Granny, is facing 15 drug-related charges. Grandma does not play.
She doesn't play around. She doesn't.
Gosh, my grandma would have been like, "Here's some Werther's originals.
Werther's.
I know they're contraband, but you enjoy them with your bunk buddy, okay?"
Here are those gross candies wrapped like strawberries. Every grandma had those.
Where do they even find those?
I've never seen those.
A million stores,
yep.
Been through a million candy aisles. I have never seen grandma's strawberry wrapped candies.
It's like they magically teleport in from somewhere into your grandmother's living room.
However, they do appear on Halloween when I was out there begging for candy.
Really?
Yeah, all of a sudden there were 10 million of those. Like, where do people even find those?
Their grandma's houses.
They didn't want to go to the store. The strawberry aliens.
Let's head to New Jersey with our next Dummy of the Day story. A New Jersey woman made up a story about her granddaughter that she was missing inside a Walmart so her son could shoplift. Oh, that's wonderful. The woman told employees that she saw her 8-year-old granddaughter in the jewelry section. After the store was locked down, security guards saw her son stuffing clothing and candy, probably Werther's, into a bag. The woman was charged with creating a false public alarm and shoplifting, while her son was charged with shoplifting as well.
Wow.
Officer said the girl was never missing. Like, how
That's
desperate
awful.
Do you gotta be to bring your little grandchild in, we're gonna get some clothes today and a Snickers bar.
Grandma's gone bad this morning,
no
tell you.
Kidding. I gotta check in my grandma, see what she's up to. And your final Dummy of the Day story today on the Joe and Alex Show. A Georgia woman attacked police officers with a flaming broom. The police first went to her home after getting a call about an abusive banner hanging from her house. Oh, I'm sorry, offensive banner.
What did it say?
I don't know. What could be an offensive banner? I mean, what would
everything's offensive now?
So. I know, yeah. You can't call that broom flaming. It leads an alternative lifestyle.
Oh, that's what I meant. Sorry. I did not mean it that way. While looking up the woman's name, they found, yep, this lady's made threatening phone calls to a judge in the past. We got a crazy one on the line. As the police worked on a warrant for arrest, she climbed into a roof, started shouting obscenities at them. The woman went back in her home, but came out the front door a short time later with the flaming. Sorry, what do I say?
Alternative lifestyle broom.
The alternative lifestyle broom that was dipped in kerosene, which is an alternative to gasoline. So there we go. I think everybody's happy with that one.
We are.
One officer was slightly hurt trying to knock the broom out of her hand. The woman's charges include terroristic threats and acts, disorderly conduct, and obstruction of law enforcement officer. What's going on with our old population? Can we have a talk here? I think we all need to call our grandparents or whoever's
around. Something's in the water.
No one's been the same since that eclipse.
That's what it is.
Damn straight it hasn't been. That sun been acting wacky. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.